We are playing an ad at the moment for Karma's Makers, which is starting, has started already, at Blauwklippen today and for the weekend. Jeremy Dufton helps, the organizer, is with us now. Jeremy, hello.
Morning, John. How are you?
Why do you ask me that? You don't really care. Sorry.
We don't, to be honest. But it's a beautiful day in Stellenbosch, and seems like there's already a bit of a queue forming. So,
Jeremy, I'm sorry. You might have thought that was very rude, but we've been having a discussion about people who start a conversation by saying, "How are you?" So I was taking it out on you. Strong, Woody, strong. Yeah, okay. So there's
exactly.
Okay, so it opens at 9 then, does it?
It opens at 9 today, and there are some eager beavers here already, which is fantastic. I was going to give you a wonderful segue, John, to say that we all know Trump is not going to take defeat lying down. That clearly doesn't apply to Giuliani, but anyway.
Nice one. It's the question one has to ask anybody who's involved with a gathering of more than a few people at the moment. What are you doing to make the visit to the Karma's Makers Expo at Blauwklippen as safe as possible?
John, it's fortunate or fortuitous that Blauwklippen's our first live show because it's a massive open space. So there's more than enough distancing space. What we do have is a number of marquees that have been set up. Each of those is posted with strict COVID regulations on the doors. Every one of them has sanitizers at the entrances. Obviously, there's a no mask, no entry. There is a QR code which people can scan, which automatically gives them an online form, which is just email and phone number if they are okay to give data. So we capture that. Each of those marquees also has a foot count limit, much as the sort of lockdown 4 days of going to your local spa or whatever, where it's sort of 40 people in at a time, 3 out, 3 in. So that's being monitored. So people can rest assured. We are taking it very seriously, but I think, and I know I've heard you echo this, John, that the way of the world going forward is if each one of us protects ourselves, we therefore protect everyone else. And I think that's the appeal we're making to people. Wear your mask, sanitize your hands, just be aware, and we'll be fine.
And then I mentioned earlier in the week after reading one of your ads, Jeremy, that I'd been at the waterfront and I had seen what I presume is a pop-up store, or is it permanent, the Karma's Maker store down?
No, it's actually just closed. Okay. It was our sort of enforced pivot during lockdown, but it's worked incredibly well for us. It's become quite an interesting response also from the real estate property owners, in terms of people not having the money or the, I wouldn't say the bravery, but just some would say the stupidity to sign a 24 or a 36-month lease on very expensive premises. Mm. So, you know, what we do is we've taken what has always worked for Karma's is the power of the collective. And in that waterfront shop, there were 65 makers, none of whom would have ever been able to afford a space in the waterfront. So it's worked really well. You know, we've got one in Hyde Park Corner in Johannesburg as well, which, again, is also working really well. And I think it's, you know, it is the way that retail will move, John.
Yeah, I mean, the point that I was making, Jeremy, is how impressed I was with the quality of the stuff. You know, there's stuff there that I don't need and wouldn't buy for myself, but there was lots that I wanted to buy for myself, and there was also lots that I could see would make very good gifts for a variety of friends. I was really impressed by the quality of everything that I looked at.
Yeah, look, John, it's become almost a self-fulfilling prophecy for us, and it's the kind of pressure that we welcome, in that the better we've got, the better we have to be. You know, you're only as good as your last show, and we are really rigorous about how we select people, how they make their products, where they make their products, what is local. You know, we do not accept anything that's imported. And happily, there is so much talent still, even after lockdown, people just coming to us on a daily basis with the most ingenious, beautifully made, carefully thought out, community-oriented And we remain so positive about this country. You know, it's just, yes, we've got problems we need to solve, and many of them, but we are an incredibly resourceful, talented group as a nation. Long as that stays, we're going to be okay.
And it opens at 9 o'clock, so in 7 minutes' time. Closing time today, and then the opening and closing times over the weekend?
Yeah, John, thanks for letting me mention that. We are Fridays and Saturdays. We're trading late till 6 p.m. Sunset is exquisite here at Blauwklip, and they've redone the whole farm. There are amazing sort of terraces and spaces that people can just sit and chill. Then from Sunday to Thursday, we're closing at 3, as opposed to our usual 5. The reason for that is we've expanded the length of the show from the normal 5 days to 10 days, mainly to dilute the daily foot traffic. So, you know, for COVID reasons again. But we just thought that to close at 3, it gives the people a chance to get out and miss traffic. As I say, we are now open for the first time ever for 2 weekends consecutively. So I think even with the early closures at 3 p.m. Sunday to Thursday, there's more than enough days and more than enough time for people to come shop. We've got almost 180 makers. Over 40 of these are brand new, weren't in the V&A shop, had not been anywhere before. So, you know, speaking to my point about this well of talent that we have, anyone who comes will find amazing, brand new, creative, and completely local, John. And I think the last thing I'd like to squeeze in shamelessly is when you buy a product at Karma's, as opposed to anything else that might be imported, you are supporting a skill, you are keeping a business going, and you're creating a job in all likelihood and feeding someone's family.
And there we have to leave it, Jeremy. We're out of time, but I love your passion and your commitment to this very important cause. Jeremy Dufton helps organizer of Karma's Makers at the Blauwklippen Estate Friday and Saturday this week and next between 9 and 6, and then Sunday through to Thursday and the following Sunday as well between 9 and 3.